Sweet boy. On the line now, I have Sean McBride, Oftech Ireland representative. Hello, good afternoon, Sean. How are you?
Good afternoon, Noel. Thanks for inviting me onto your show. All well.
Okay, we're going to talk about Carbon Monoxide Awareness Week. You know, is it in people's mindset now, this at all, or is it just something that flips in and out when it's brought to our attention? And because it's really important, it's something that someone should be aware of all the time, and what people should do.
There is awareness on it now. As I said, we're involved in this scheme going over the last 5 years, working with the networks. Slowly, yes, there is an awareness, and it's coming in the last 2 years. Unfortunately, we've an average of about 6 people dying from carbon monoxide annually, and there's a lot more complaining of illnesses like flu-like symptoms and that. As we speak now, I can guarantee you there's people being poisoned by carbon monoxide.
I know you're on now, Sean, I'm sure you've been on other programs as well. But is it something that sort of kept fairly quiet to an extent? I didn't know 6 people had died, for instance. And how could they detect, for instance, that whatever illnesses people may have, that it's from carbon monoxide?
Carbon monoxide, okay, you can't smell it, you can't see it. It's the silent killer. Mm-hmm. It takes 3 minutes. Mm-hmm. What it does is stops oxygen in the blood flow. Telltale signs can be of staining, blackness around an appliance, around the blue, condensation in the room where the appliance is, not having the proper ventilation into appliances, blocking ventilation into appliances. All those can cause carbon monoxide poisoning. Like when you have it, you've got oil-fired central heating, which consists of, can be burned on kerosene or diesel. It's a fossil fuel. Mm-hmm. Not gas and LPG, it's a fossil fuel. And you have wood-burning stoves, coal, turf, they're all fossil fuels. They all produce carbon monoxide.
And what has changed over the years? Was it just ignored? I mean, it's come to the fore maybe in the past 20 years, as far as I'm aware of, and maybe more only in the past 10 or 15. But before that, it wasn't something you heard much about. So is it because we're more central heated, the different fuels we're using?
What we've had over the years is we've had an awful lot of homes that have adventitious air going into drafted doors, windows, floorboards, not sealed correctly. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now we're going into homes where they're airtight, okay, but the appliances still require proper ventilation. There has been a fashion over the last year, 2 years, where people have had extensions onto their kitchens and they're fitting stoves without putting in ventilation for that stove. And what's the main mechanical suction in that kitchen is the kitchen extract. It's drawing the air from that room.
Wow.
Which, you know, so you've got incomplete combustion there. Flue's not corrected, connected properly. Also, too, is the customer not getting their appliances serviced annually, be it oil, gas, or solid fuel stoves. And they have to engage a competent, trained person. Mm-hmm. With the gas, you've got RGII. With the oil and stoves, you've got an Oftech registered technician. These people know what to look for. They use equipment called flue gas analyzers, which can, let's say, give them a printout of the admissions from all the appliances. So they can regulate the airflow, the mixes between what is needed for combustion between the air and the fuel. So you've got air and oil, you've got air and gas, you've got air and solid fuel. They all have to be set up and regulated that the efficiencies are what are expected by the end user and the manufacturers.
And is that a long process, Sean?
No, it's not. It's an annual service on your oil, gas, or boiler, or a stove. An oil boiler is an average of about 2 hours.
Okay.
If you have a guy who's coming in with a Hoover and a nozzle and a cloth and spends 20 minutes, you may have already a carbon monoxide issue there. Mm-hmm. When he's gone, he will still leave the carbon monoxide issue. If you get an Oftech registered technician in, it's an average of 2 hours for him to complete a full service on that boiler. He's checking the condition of the boiler. He's checking the flue to see if there's any leaks, where it terminates going out of the building, what's around it, is there permanent ventilation there. He'll do the same with the stove. You've got the RGII guys who will do the same with the flues at the location of the appliance.
Okay, is there any prevention, precautionary measures that people can take? I mean, even if they go get someone in, would it be once a year is advisable to get someone in to check everything?
Annually.
Annually, okay.
Annually, no matter what the appliance is, it has to be serviced by a competent person who will give them, as I say, a printout, whatever the analyzer prints out, they can have that. Get the technician to explain it to you so you understand what your appliance is doing.
Okay. Well, in the meantime, if something goes wrong in the course of the year, is there a precautionary, like a fire alarm that you can buy? Something like that that you can have installed in your house that will give you some indication?
What I would suggest is that people, you can get it from any good DIY or hardware store, is a carbon monoxide alarm.
Mm-hmm.
And install it in the room where the appliances are. So if you have a stove, it's 1.3 metres away from the stove and 300 mil off the wall.
Okay.
Okay. The same with oil, the same with gas. Have it there. Test it on a regular basis. If you find that people are sitting there and they feel drowsy, shut the appliance down, ventilate the room, and go to the doctor straight away. And get in a reputable, competent person, be it Oftec or RGII, to check the system out. Do not reinstate that appliance until it's fully checked.
Okay. Now, you have the Awareness Week 26th. It's to the 3rd. It's nearly finishing up now. You have a website, Sean, that people can look up for all these tips that you're giving out.
You have the www.carbonmonoxide.ie. You have, for Oftec, it's www.oftec.org. And for the RGII, it's www.rgii.ie.
Mm-hmm.
On the website for the Oftec, if people do have concerns, my number's there. By all means, get in touch with me. And if there can be any value or help, there's no problem there.
Okay. Listen, thank you very much for coming up and giving that. It's amazing, isn't it, that people like are spending fortunes on insulating the house and getting all the modern technology and treble glazing and whatever else they make it in, and not realising if they don't go the full extent with getting the boilers checked out once a year or putting in the carbon monoxide alarm, that they're building a coffin for themselves.
Look, what it basically is, that people are playing Russian roulette with their appliance.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the day,
okay.
We've had it there on the shows there for real name, but let's say Coronation Street, where there was issues with carbon monoxide.
Mm-hmm.
There was a huge influx of services that went in after that.
Okay, it needs to be highlighted.
There is awareness there.
I imagine it needs to be highlighted quite a lot more.
It does. It's not for just this week. Carbon monoxide is around us all the time.
Okay. Well, I hope that you're kept busy giving out this advice and you get on more mainstream media and the national television and whatever else it may take to get the word out there. Thank you very much, Sean, for talking to us here.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. And that's Sean McBride, Oftec Ireland representative. There you go. I'm like everybody else. I didn't think about it and you actually hear about it. And I didn't realise 6 people died and how many people get sick and all like that. So do look up the website and find out all about that. Okay, a little bit of music and what... have a